This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. If not for the work of the Washtenaw County Road Commission, many of the roads you travel would be overrun. While the work is greatly appreciated, there has been growing concern about the methodology to control roadside grass and plant life. That came to fruition in July, and the Road Commission responded by announcing it would terminate the use of herbicides to help control roadside vegetation. Our guest this morning heard more than her share of citizen concerns and along the way looked to address many of her own. Sue Schenck represents the 2nd District on the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I think for some, this might have been an issue that had flown under the radar, but based on citizen-initiated actions, the public comments you heard at commission meetings, and ultimately interactions with elected leaders and the Road Commission itself, there are plenty that are tuned into the potential environmental and public health risks that don't always grab the headlines. Is that part of your takeaway on this issue as well?
Yes, I think that for many people, having those plants between their house and the road is something that they've come to accept and appreciate. And the thought of having them removed by the application of poisons was something that was not palatable to them at all.
Did you hear mostly about concerns for human health, environment, the health of pets, or was it a combination of all of the above?
It was a combination of all of that. We heard about people who were worried about cancer, genetic changes, killing their bees, harming their pets, contaminating their wells. People have had a wide variety of concerns.
Now, I know you live in the 2nd District, and you like to plant around your house as well. What were your personal concerns?
Well, Northfield Township wasn't slated to be sprayed this year, but I believe that we were slated to be sprayed next year. My well is about 20 feet from the right-of-way, and that was my biggest concern for my personal situation.
Had the Road Commission decided to continue its herbicide spraying program, it would have commenced in specific areas on August 1st of this year, which would have meant chemicals like Tordon K, Escort, and others would have been deployed. They are effective, but as we've discussed, we know them to be of potential danger to human and animal health and thus to the overall ecosystem. Are you aware of any ill effect anywhere in Washtenaw County that can be traced to the herbicide program itself?
At this point, I would say no, but we know that we are exposed to a wide variety of chemicals each and every day. And so to point out an immediate cluster of illness would be very difficult. We also know that some of these health effects take years to manifest. So I think that it would be very difficult to go back and say, oh, yes, we know that so-and-so's health problem is caused by this particular exposure, unless it was an acute exposure, which I think would be pretty rare.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Washtenaw County Commissioner Sue Schenck. With the Commission's herbicide program terminated, the work must continue to maintain roadside vegetation. So what are the methodologies that will be used to replace that system?
What I heard from the Road Commission, and it's important to understand that the Board of Commissioners, on which I sit, is not the Road Commission. That's a separate commission. What I heard from the managing director of the Road Commission is that they will continue with mowing and boom mowing, which our residents said was okay. They do have some issues with the skill with which the boom mowing is done, but they're okay with it being done in exchange for not having the pesticide spray.
Right, and we do know that it is an effective way to manage roadside vegetation, but does it come at an added labor cost to the Road Commission's budget, which is already under strain?
I have heard that it will be more expensive. I have not seen the numbers, although I would like to. What I would say about that is that the government is here to serve the people, and it's not okay to save on costs by externalizing costs onto the people in terms of adverse health effects or killing their bees or even making their front yards ugly.
In Ohio, one of the methodologies that was employed to replace herbicides was the planting of wildflowers. That state contends it saved over $2 million by using the wildflowers to replace certain mowing techniques. I know many petitioners and concerned residents have asked for that to be considered in Washtenaw County. Is it something that you expect might come to fruition?
What I heard from the Road Commission is that it doesn't seem like a practical solution to the issue at this time. I don't think that it's impossible. And I think that if one of the things that I saw was that there was a great willingness on the part of the residents to work to maintain the rights of way, to cooperate with the Road Commission. And so I could imagine in the future a cooperative program between the residents and the Road Commission where we do have wildflowers in the rights of way and the Road Commission doesn't mow them down and they're considered a legitimate part of right-of-way management. We're not there yet. There's some work to be done. Clearly, that's going to happen.
Our conversation on termination of herbicide spraying to control roadside vegetation with Washtenaw County Commissioner Sue Schenck continues on 89.1 WEMU. This conversation about herbicides is part of a larger conversation we continue to have in our community about the chemicals in our lives, how we use them, and the impacts we're having on environment and public health. As an elected official, how valuable do you consider increased public awareness and activism on this front?
It's incredibly valuable. I did not want to see this herbicide program go forward. However, if the residents really didn't care, it would have been a hard case to make to the Road Commission. It was clear that the residents care, including other elected officials in our community.
Sure.
Many people were speaking out, and that makes all the difference.
How might the herbicide conversation help drive action on some of the other chemical-related issues we're contending with in Washtenaw County right now, be it PFAS, dioxane, or otherwise?
I think when people realize that their elected officials want to hear their input and want to hear their concerns and are willing to act on them on their behalf, they're more willing to speak out. And elected officials need the support of the citizens to make bold policies or to ask for bold actions on the part of people who can help to keep us safe.
So what is the board hearing right now from the community that it wants from you to drive forward when it comes to protecting the environment and public health?
What I am hearing from my constituents is that they do not want to have their health impacted by toxic chemicals. It's not worth it to them, and they want to have access to clean water, clean air, clean soil. They care about their health, and they care about the environment, and they expect me to act on that.
So might we see new and or expanded ordinances on those fronts from the County Commission in the near future?
The County Commission cannot pass an ordinance requiring people to do or not to do something in general. We are more encouragers and enablers.
So how might that manifest itself in the protection of the environment and public health?
With the Road Commission is a county entity. And so at the county, we are working to reduce our impact on the environment. We are working to reduce our carbon output. We are working to reduce our use of toxic chemicals. And we are trying to encourage initiatives that would also encourage that in the community. And we are also working on trying to find a better solution to what's been happening with the dioxane plume.
Is that ultimately going to come to Superfund designation or a request for it?
I really don't know. And if people feel strongly one way or another, now is the time to contact their commissioners or their other elected officials.
Thank you so much for the time and perspective today. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate you having me on your show. I appreciate this.
That is 2nd District Washtenaw County Commissioner Sue Schenck, our guest on issues of the environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday. To access this interview and our Issues of the Environment archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.